This is VOA News V Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. As Ukraine celebrates some victories on the battlefield, it is also facing another type of fight, trying to keep its economy afloat. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The Ukrainian government has the looming challenge of needing to pay for the cost of war without it affecting ordinary Ukrainians. The government also needs to try to avoid piling up debt that could hamper post-war reconstruction. Meanwhile, Russia's economy has fared better in the war. Despite Western sanctions, Russia's high oil and natural gas prices have bolstered the Kremlin's budget. Plans by the EU and allies in the Group of Seven democracies to place a price cap on Russian oil sales aim to change that. Analysts say if Ukraine can keep their economy afloat to the middle of next year, the economic situation will shift strongly in Ukraine's favor. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States remains ready to meet Russia for talks over a nuclear treaty, despite Moscow having accused Washington of toxic anti-Russian behavior that it cited to pull out of the negotiations earlier this week. That's what the U.S. State Department is saying. Russia withdrew from the New START nuclear treaty talks with U.S. officials in Cairo this week as the last surviving arms pact of its kind between the world's two biggest nuclear powers. New START limits the number of atomic warheads that each side can deploy and has symbolic as well as practical significance. And in other world headlines today, the Myanmar junta handed out at least seven more death sentences this week, bringing the tally of those on death row to 139, the United Nations says. Australia take on Lionel Messi's Argentina in a World Cup showdown, while the United States gets knocked out by the Netherlands in World Cup action.